Hello, this is Rabbi Chaim Provender, Rosh Yeshiva of the Web Yeshiva, with the Nach Yomi podcast for Tehillim, chapter 87, Bei Zion. Visit webyeshiva.org to sign up for our fully interactive online yeshiva program. The Mizmor begins with the words Livnei Korach, Mizmor Shir, and this is the introduction, as I say, which was clear to the people in the Beit HaMikdash, although it's not so clear to us. The first part of this Mizmor, is Psukim, the first Pasuk, the second and the third. Yesudato Beharei Kodesh, Yesudato. Yesudato Shel Hashem, is the city, the foundation, God's foundation, which is Tzion, which is Yerushalayim. They are in Harei Kodesh. They're in the mountains that were sanctified by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Yesudato is actually parallel to Tzion and to Yerushalayim, because we know what comes from Harei Kodesh, what was in those magic mountains that are referred to here. So the Baal HaMizmor is talking about Tzion. He's talking about Tzion. And then he says, Ohev Hashem, Sha'arei Tzion. That God loves Sha'arim of Tzion. Mikol Mishkenot Yaakov. So that Yerushalayim is more beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than all the other places, even in Eretz Yisrael, that people lived, that there were people. Yerushalayim is the city that was built in heaven. Yerushalayim Shel Ma'ala. There's nothing like that that's said about Tel Aviv. Or that was a kind of a light-hearted thing to say, but nothing like that in Tveria or Tzavat. Ohev Hashem Sha'arei Tzion. So Sha'arei Tzion are the gates of the city of Yerushalayim. But the intention, of course, is Yerushalayim. Mikol Mishkenot Yaakov. All the places that the Jews may have decided to live in Eretz Yisrael. Nichbadot Midubar Bach, Ir HaElokim, this is Yerushalayim. Nichbadot Midubar Bach, Ir HaElokim, says, you, the city of God, Nichbadot Midubar Bach, you all, everybody speaks about this city and praises it and tells of its honor and its greatness. And so, this is Yerushalayim. This is the introduction here in this chapter. Introduction is about Yerushalayim. Tzion. This is the first part of the chapter. And then he goes on to an interesting, and makes an interesting point. He says, Azkir, Rahav, Ubavel, Liodai, Hine Pleshet Vetzor, Imkush, Ze Yulad Sham. Azkir. Rav is Mitzrayim. Rav. Bavel is Bavel. Azkir, Rahav u'Bavel, those in Rahav, in Mitzrayim and Bavel, Liyodai, the ones who know about Yerushalayim, about Tzion. Hine Pleshet v'Tzor im Kush. Right, Hine, look here. Right, as though you're pointing. It says there are people from Pleshet. Pleshet on the coast. Today we call that Aza. Aza. Pleshet, me'anshe Tzor. Vaf me'anshe Kush. Tzor is Tyre. In Lebanon today. And Kush is Ethiopia, perhaps. So in the first part of the Pasuk, there is mention of Egypt and Bavel. And the second part of the Pasuk, Egypt and Bavel, Mitzrayim and Bavel are great nations. And Pleshet, Vitzor, and Kush are smaller and weaker nations, and Kush is rather far away. And so, Ze Yulad Sham. He says, all the people, who were born in all of these places, Ze Yulad Sham. The man, the person which I am pointing at, Yulad Sham, right? Lived in that, in all of these far flung places. Ulitzion ye amar, ish Yulad ba. But Tzion, about Tzion it says, but Tzion, every person, who comes to Tzion was perhaps born in another place. The Tzion Yomer, Ish v'Ish Yulad Ba, that somehow every person becomes part of Tzion. Because every person can claim that he was born in Tzion. If you were born in Bavel, so you're a Babylonian. If you're born in Mitzrayim, you're an Egyptian, etc. But if you're born, wherever you're born, but you go to Tzion, then you somehow become part of Yerushalayim. V'hu yichoneneha elyon. That Tzion, Yerushalayim, is strengthened by Elyon, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So again, there's something special about Tzion. When we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Pasuk Bet, Ohev Hashem Sha'arei Tzion Mikol Mishkenot Yaakov, that Ohev translates for us into something very special. God loves Sha'arei Tzion. Mikol Mishkenot Yaakov, all the other places that the Jews settled. Because, and that means that Tzion is welcoming, that Yerushalayim is an adoptive force and actually changes your history. If you go to Yerushalayim, you can have been born there. Even though physically, biologically, you were born elsewhere. But we, because of the special love that HaKadosh Baruch has for Tzion and everything in it, that special love translates into a kind of process of adoption. Hashem Pasuk Vav, Hashem Yispor, Bichtov Amim. Hashem Yispor, this is a continuation of what we said previously. Don't be surprised when you find people all over the world who consider themselves Yerushalayim, that they belong to Yerushalayim. Because Zeyulat Sham. A person is born wherever he is born. But those who are worthy, he says they were born in Zion. Zeyulat Sham. Hu Yispor Bichtov Amim. And Hashem counts when he measures out the nations in the world. And he says, look, this is Tzion. This person is a Yerushalmi. You never lose that. You never lose that designation. You never lose that special feature of life. You remain a Yerushalmi in the eyes of heaven. So special love, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Yerushalayim, translates into a special love for those who were residents of Yerushalayim, which translates again into the fact that even leaving Yerushalayim, you remain an object of that special love. So we understand that if God is present in Yerushalayim, surely people who live there were there all the time. And not just people who are Olam HaRegel, people who have to go to Eretz Yisrael or to Yerushalayim from faraway places, but people who are there all the time. There is no doubt that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would treat them in a special way. And that special way is assessed here in this chapter of Tehillim. Hashem Yispor Bechtov Amim. Zeyulat Sham. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu would point to that person wherever he is. It says, he belongs to Yerushalayim. So you have on the one hand, if you were not born in Yerushalayim, but you adopted it as your city, then it becomes as though you were born in Yerushalayim. And if you were born in Yerushalayim and had to leave Yerushalayim, you remain forever. You remain forever a Yerushalmi. You remain part of Yerushalayim.